Hey guys, it's Monday. It's Day by Day Expressions, and we're in our final episode with Catherine Daniels, as she's been our first guest on Day by Day Expressions, just talking about the need to recapture truth, beauty, and goodness in everything that we're doing. So Catherine, we've spent several episodes talking about just your love of lights and being able to do lights for concerts, but not just for concerts and performances, but also for church and how we ought to do those things with excellence. But you've kind of got a big undertaking right now that I've never seen a young lady take on a project like this. Okay, so tell us what's going on in your world right now.
Currently, I am remodeling a 120-year-old house in my hometown, and it has been quite the undertaking. I won't say that God told me to do it,
yeah,
but it did kind of fall into my lap, and so it's been a lot of fun, but it's been very taxing at times.
Yeah, and so we're talking about, like, you are, I mean, you're not contracting this thing out. You are doing the remodeling yourself. You're building the things, and you're stripping the things off, and you're putting the things up, and you're walking on scaffolding and all this stuff, you know, like, you're doing this. So talk to us about why you would do something like that, and then also about all these concepts that we've been talking about, truth, beauty, and goodness, and how that goes into not building a house, but building a home.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
Well, I've always had a deep passion for older homes. Growing up, my family and I have built many a house for various reasons. But seeing the houses in my town that were built in the 1800s that were just being torn down was devastating to me. And one day, I wasn't really looking for a house. You know, I was kind of thinking about it. But I found out that this really beautiful old house on my street was going to be torn down. It was going to be burned and buried. And I was distraught.
Yeah.
And so I went to the owner and I said, if I move this house off your land, will you give it to me? And she agreed immediately.
Wow.
And so since I moved it like a mile down the road, I've been working on it. And it's a form of art to me because it takes so much effort to consider every tiny detail in rebuilding this house.
Yeah.
You're pretty much building a house on top of a house.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
none of it is square or level. So it's 10 times harder, but it takes every bit of myself mentally, physically, and financially to pour into this house
right.
and make it a home for my husband and I.
Yeah, which I've got to apologize. I've got to apologize because I'm, you know, probably on the first episode, Rusty, I probably said Catherine Daniels, but it's no longer Catherine Daniels.
Yeah.
I've known you as Catherine, as Katie Beth all these years. It's Catherine Montgomery now. So Bryce, please watch all four episodes and see this one. And I apologize for calling her Catherine Daniels. Yeah. So, you know, in remodeling a house, you know, what do you want that house to be, and you know, kind of what's the dream?
I would love to continue to do what I'm doing and hopefully build a team so that it goes by quicker. It doesn't take 2 or 3 years to complete one project, but there's just so many homes that are falling in, and people are forced to live in lesser type homes that are smaller and worn out. And I want to help fix that. I want there to be a nice neighborhood in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, for people to live and raise a family. I want to continue to express beauty through structure.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's so good. And you know what? It would almost be like a God looking down into like just a small town where you wouldn't expect this. Mm-hmm. And just see a just a pinprick of light coming out, and that would be just a manifestation of His glory in these houses that you're talking about. I always get a big kick out of this was back when you guys were building, when Jack was building the house, and I had just built like a deck the size of this table here, and I was like, "Hey Jack, I built a deck." And he was like, "Well, I built a house." So I always get a big kick out of that. Catherine, thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing your passion, not just for lights, but for in all things doing it with excellence, because it is a reflection of the image of God in us. And a lot of times that image is sharpened because we've spent time with the Lord and we know that He did things with excellence, and that carries over into everything that we do in our life. So thank you for being our first guest. Next week, we're going to have Daisy Klein. She's the daughter of Drew Klein, and she's going to be talking to us about her music and her writing. And so join us next week on Day by Day Expressions.